Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
New month, same Tigers. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. You heard Luke Sloan on the updates. We've got our normal Thursday stuff. We'll do the Thursday touchdown, Dear John, Ross Tucker. But we're going to move stuff around and give you guys plenty of time to talk about the Tigers because we have a lot to say, too. And John, I'll turn to you because you sent us a text at the end of the game yesterday. Yep. And you said, I am so mad.
Well, I'm so mad for a number of different reasons. And I think the one that makes me the most mad is just the in-game decisions that AJ made. And I'm mad because they left, you know, what was it, 1 of 15. They left so many guys on base. And this is not new, right? They did it in game one. They've done it in game two. It's frustrating, especially when 2 days ago, the Guardians make an error in the outfield. And the Tigers make them pay. What happens in game or inning one yesterday? They kid, gave you plenty of opportunity.
Kid making his debut in center field loses the ball.
Yeah, and you can't capitalize on it. So that's just that's one. So it starts out frustrating. You're like, we missed an opportunity. And then it was, it had felt like almost every inning, missed an opportunity, missed an opportunity. And then I don't know why, and AJ is the only one that can answer this, and I don't know that we'll ever get the answer. Why do you bring in Troy Melton to face three lefties when you have Brant Herder ready to go? And maybe it, you know, maybe AJ is looking at it going, well, if I bring in a lefty, they're going to swap out a couple of guys. I don't know the Guardians roster or, you know, playoff roster well enough to know that what's going to happen if they make a change at the, what I do know is their starting lineup isn't great in terms of being able to be effective. It's not a great lineup. You got in, I think I'm like a lot of Tigers fans where you're just, you can in your mind see all of these reasons why you're mad. And as soon as you start to say one, another one pops in your mind.
Yep.
And then you can't finish a thought. And then another one pops in your mind. But why bring in Troy Melton to face three lefties when you have a left-handed, and you only get two of them? You
already used one in Holden.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden you go to Brant Herder instead of Troy Melton. And I don't know what happens after that. I don't. Maybe the same thing happens. And then I know that you want to defend, yanking Riley Green. Riley Green, if you were going to do that last night, that should have happened 30 games ago. Not in this moment where this is the guy that has had a couple of doubles in this series. He is the one that has 36 home runs, 111 RBIs. He's the guy that's supposed to do the job. If you let him go to the plate and it doesn't get done, hey, you played the guys that were supposed to get it done. Instead, you pull him out and you bring in another guy, Jamai Jones, that's had, 130 at-bats this year? And I know his average is better than Riley Green's, but he hasn't been as productive and he hasn't been in as many spots. I just don't know why you do it in that moment.
One thing, I know you got a ton to say. Not using Herder was inconsistent with benching Green. You went to the matchup. You were right. Doing lefty-righty. Why didn't you do it on the mound? You've done it all year on the mound, and they were channeling last year's team a little bit with Holton's performance. So yes. Channeling last year and, you know, chaos, it would have been to use Herter. Yeah, you're gonna take your best player out of the lineup in Riley Green, but then you're going to pitch the non-matchup righty-lefty with a guy who's in his first season, half season.
I have some bad news for people with this Riley Green stuff. He's not the player you guys think he is. I know you just heard him as the best player. He was an all-star. You gave the counting stats, the RBIs, the home runs. He's not the player you think he is. That was loud, the decision AJ made. That's him saying, this guy strikes out too often. We got two on. This guy can't hit lefties. Get his ass out of the game. He's not a complete ball player. And he's right. Statistically, he's right. The guy hit 200 strikeouts. AJ, your manager, cares about the strikeouts. He's got a 620 OPS against lefties. He's not a complete player. He's not the player that should be at the plate against a lefty to drive in the go-ahead runs. And maybe that's like a bit of a humiliation moment for Riley, or a reality check moment for Riley, but also some of these fans too. They didn't pull Aaron Judge out of the game because Riley Green's not Aaron Judge, because he's not a complete hitter. And AJ was loud and clear. He wouldn't say it at the podium after, but that decision tells you everything you need to know about what AJ thinks of Riley Green. Too many strikeouts, platoon player.
Okay, but why this moment? Why not 30 games ago?
I agree
or
with that.
Earlier in the season when the strikeouts are continuing to ramp up, and the moments where he's in there and you're hoping that there's a moment. Like I get the 36 home runs, but it doesn't make any sense to do it in game two of the wild card series.
I've also seen people say, well, he left in Karp the day before against the lefty. Why not leave Green in? Different situations. Nobody was on base for Karp in game one, so you're going to save the bat for later. I don't see a point in saving Green's bat for the ninth. You need to grab the lead. They had so many chances to grab the lead. He thought, hey, I'm playing to win right now with the best matchup. That's true to form of who they are. If you wish they had more everyday players, so do I. They don't have a good enough roster. So AJ made the decision to put the best matchup out there. It did not work. I don't think AJ had a great day because I don't understand the Melton thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at Casey Mize and he blinked first. He pulled Mize in the fourth, which then put more pressure on him to get every single bullpen decision right. And he didn't. So this is not me defending AJ. I think he was telling us something we don't want to hear about Riley Green.
Well, I don't necessarily know that we disagree with that. I think the question is, or the reasoning is, why now when he's been an everyday bat for you up until the playoffs?
Right.
Like that makes no sense. It just doesn't make any sense when you've got a guy that has led the team in RBIs, led the team in home runs, and led the team in strikeouts.
Yep.
None of that has changed over 162. Like that is who Riley Green is. And now all of a sudden in the playoffs, you're going to pull who some would deem your best hitter?
So you would say you would have felt better if Riley struck out in that spot instead of Jamai Jones, because at least you went down with Riley.
Yeah.
And I would rather go down with the matchup because I think it's more true to who they are as a baseball team.
I just don't understand. And this is where I'm not disagreeing with you. And I don't want people to think that I'm disagreeing. It's just what I disagree with is this is who Riley Green has been through the entirety of the season. And we all talked about this issue before the All-Star break, during the All-Star break, after the All-Star break, and Riley Green has even come out and said, no one cares about the strikeouts. Really? Really?
AJ does.
I don't understand why this is the moment that you decide to make that decision.
I honestly think he got caught up in the moment. And he wanted the game so bad because it was all square.
Yep.
And he had a chance to advance.
Eighth inning tie game.
And he started making decisions that he typically wouldn't make. He overmanaged really from the get-go once you got with Mize. Mize coming out early is why you got Melton.
Correct.
Like, Holton could have gone into the seventh if you would have trusted Mize. He didn't trust two All-Stars yesterday.
Yeah.
And instead he trusted matchups.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And said he trusted a rookie in Melton and a bench player in Jamai Jones. So people are all fired up and worked up about this. I think the other point is vote out managed him. When AJ first went to Tyler Holton, and I knew that'd be the first guy off the bench because Cleveland stacked lefties and you go lefty, lefty. Vote didn't blink because it was the fourth inning. He's like, well, I'm not going to panic. You only have a couple lefties in your pen. Right. I'm going to keep my lefties in and wait out Holton. And he did, and it paid off. Vote outmanaged AJ Hinch in that game. There's no doubt about that.
I say that though, but at the end, I think Vogt messes up keeping in Cade Smith. And looking ahead, that might be a favorable thing for the Tigers today.
Yeah, but he's also managing knowing no matter who I put out there, the Tigers, even if they would they have six walks, they got guys on base, but they're not going to be able to knock them in. They don't have bats that can sit there and say, I can get a single right now.
He shouldn't have kept Cade Smith in for 31 pitches, is my point.
I would agree with that. I think he also was saying, I'm not leaving anything to chance. Let's get to tomorrow, and I know the Tigers can't hit us. Really, this thing started in the first. When the Tigers got two on, no outs in the first, and they go heart of the order. Strikeout, strikeout, Riley Green strikeout to end that inning. So then in the eighth, AJ's like, I'm not going to do deja vu. Riley strikes out too often. We got two on. I'm going to put a guy in who I trust to get a knock here. I don't trust Riley Green. That's the headline. He didn't trust Riley Green. And the numbers would back that you shouldn't trust Riley Green in that spot, which is why I think it's so damning. But it gets people worked up.
Well, and, I mean, yeah, okay. And we can go right on down the list of McKinstry trying to go from second to third. Like, I just last don't understand third. That because the only thing that could prevent a run from being scored isn't the throw out at home. That wasn't going to happen. Is
if you get thrown out somewhere else on the
somewhere
bases.
Else. Yeah. And so why are you doing that at that point? And I understand, hey, we have talked about this is an aggressive team on the bake pass. They're always trying to take that extra 90. But you have to be able to manage and make decisions in the moment. And know that there's two outs.
AJ's going to get a lot of heat, deserves some heat. You're already bringing it this morning. I know the ticket techs and the calls will do it, and he should. But the reason they lost this game is 1-for-15 runners in scoring position. By the way, 7 strikeouts in those at-bats. Only 3 of those at-bats, the ball left the infield. That's a collective. That's not one decision by the manager. That's a team that for the second game in a row, actually, sorry, 4th playoff game in a row going back to the end of last year, can't drive in guys. Needed to add a quality bat. It's almost like if you run out the same underachieving bunch from the last 2 games of last year's playoffs into this year's playoffs, you're going to get the same result. John, for those 4 games, 4 of 46 runners in scoring position. You'd be better off with a pitcher hitting at that point. That's a 100 batting average. Think about it. You'd rather have Scherzer or Verlander holding the stick from yesteryear than these collection of guys with runners in scoring position in the game on the line. They invited Cleveland into that game from the first inning to the eighth inning. AJ blinks first. His guys can't deliver collectively. And you were just waiting. Like, we're all waiting. Like, Cleveland's going to score at some point.
Right.
At some point. And then once they did, the floodgates opened. And suddenly a Tigers team that was favored in game one, won game one, is now in danger of being eliminated and blowing an advantage position, not only in the regular season, but once again now in the postseason. So, you know the number. We're going to talk to Tiger fans. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.